Jesus said, "I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. I came so that they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of." When we think about the Good Shepherd and all of the things that that conjures in our minds, sometimes it's hard to be thought of as sheep, but Jesus was the sheep who laid down his life. I think the connotation is meant to be a good one, so try to take it in that way. Pray together. God, we thank you for this amazing church, for all that we are as a community and covenant, for all that we can be, for all that the future holds for us as we enter through the gate, understanding your will for us, being nurtured in the pasture that you have given us to be in. Help us on this Stewardship Sunday and this Earth Day to have a more clear understanding of what it is that we need to do, that we are gifted to do as stewards, as caretakers, as lovers of all that you have given us, in gratitude and in grace. In your name we pray. Amen. Yesterday, I participated in the association meeting for the United Church of Christ for Intermountain area, and we had some time of renewal and rejoicing as clergy and members of different UCC churches, something that I have to do because I'm UCC ordained and I have standing with the UCC, so I still need to participate. And it's actually a really nice thing for me to be able to commune with members of other UCC churches. Their governance is the same as ours. They have the same issues we do. And these people are always close to me. They're people I grew up with as a Christian, so to speak. And they care a lot about what happens here as well. We don't have to be part of the UCC to be part of the family of God here, of people who think critically, who accept all people, and we have the same sort of philosophies, so it was lovely to be there. One of the things that they gave me, and many other people, everyone who was there, was a bulb. And it was meant to have us think about and meditate on what it means to for us going through these cycles in our churches and in our own lives, where we rebirth every year or every once in a while. As people, we don't have the same cycles maybe as the seasons that we have, but a bulb does have cycles. It rebirths itself into new flowering beauty every year. It's nurtured by our hands that we get into the ground and separate the bulbs and nurture them in whatever way they get watered. And then the flower dies. Everything goes back into the earth. I've read that you're supposed to cut off all of the stems and everything, and then all the nutrition goes back into the bulb. So it's a metaphor for us and how we go inward for a time, and then we blossom and we rebirth in new and wonderful ways. Sometimes we're bigger, sometimes we don't blossom, and then we have to go inward again. But it's a great thought about our own cycles and what we go through. So I'm going to read something to you from the book that we're reading in our book group, and I just want us to ponder it a little bit, and then we're going to do an exercise that we've never done here before. So get ready. God gives us desires, heart, passion, and love. Gives us desires for justice, compassion, organization, order, beauty, knowledge, wisdom. And when we become separated from these desires, we lose something vital to who we are. For many of us, we learn quickly how to adapt, what authority figures want from us, and how to play the game. This can be good and profitable and can earn us all sorts of attention and accolades, but this can also violate who we are. We can become enslaved to the expectations of others, losing our true self in the process. I think that this is part of the key to why we are stuck a little bit as a church. We are so afraid of losing who we used to be and what we can become that we kind of lose sight of who we are. So for just a second, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about, what is this church to you? And it may be a flash of lots of people's faces, it may be the building, whatever it is, your answer is right. So just take, I'll give you maybe 10 seconds. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. This church is to me, okay, snapshot. Everybody have that in your mind? Okay, now, everybody, I want you to get up from your seat. We're gonna create a circle. Anybody who can't get up, we're gonna create the circle around you. Is there anybody who can't get up? Let's leave you two there. Come on, and we're gonna create a circle that goes around. So everybody stand. So Jerry, everybody is part of the circle. So we're gonna go into that pew and around and this way. So a couple of people go over there. This circle and no break. You're probably, come on choir, this way. So yeah, I think you're gonna need to be a bigger circle. So draw wider than, oh. They're going to have to back up. We have a bigger circle than that. Needs to be a circle. Come on. Everybody needs to be able to see everybody else. Okay, come through this way. Everybody has a hand to hold. Okay, you guys need to back up a little because people can't see everybody because Candace is a... Keep going. You know, I don't want you to be uncomfortable. Okay. Okay. All right. This is a pretty darn big circle, right? No, I'm in the circle too. Okay. We are all part of something really amazing here. I want you to look around, and I want you to see that we have many generations here. We have lots of friends. We have new people. We have choir. We are a circle of people who care about each other, who are in covenant together. I think that every person here, hopefully, feels that they have a voice when they're here. We are us. This is our church. This is the picture in my mind of who we are. We are music, we are singing, we are building, we are all of those things. Pretty big circle. Did you know we can make a circle this big? No. This is amazing. How many people are surprised by this? Right? So what I want us to do, because we each have a voice, I want to go around the circle, and I want everyone just to say their first name, starting with you.
Scott.
Marika. We all have our beautiful voices. Every beloved person here is part of what's going on here. We are talking about what we need to do for the future of this church. And I want us each to think about, does the world need this place? This week, I meditated on this all week long. We've talked a lot about, in council, about what to do with our building, what it looks like, if we might maybe think about closing. Okay, here it goes. This is what came to me. There's a movie called It's a Wonderful Life. How many people have seen it? So George Bailey and his family, his father and his uncle, started a business. A business that made it so that people in their community could have a better life. It wasn't a church, it was a building and loan. And it made sure that people could have a home to live in, a place to go, without having to crawl to Potter. Potter was the man of the town who had all the power and all the money. And he wanted to keep people in his slums. Well, George's father dies, and it looks like everything is lost. They're going to close the building and loan. And suddenly, this meeting happens, and George gets up and he says, "Our town needs this one-horse institution, if only to have a place where people can go without having to run to Potter." Potter, in our case, is every church that would oppress someone, every church who wouldn't love them the way we do. We do something awesome and amazing here. I think it's worth fighting for. And this week, I have really felt that we should not close our doors, that we should find a way, we should figure it out, and we should be here for the oppressed, for the people who don't think that they have a place in a church like this, who think that they have to go crawling to Potter to be able to believe, for God to love them, that grace isn't real. But here it is. Grace is for everyone. Grace is God's love. Grace is our stewardship, our ability to pass that on and say to the community, you have a place to come where you can feel that you can come no matter who you are, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you've done, no matter what color you are, what gender you feel you are welcome in this place, and we love you, and we are welcoming you with open and loving arms, and we'll squeeze you and give you a hug and tell you that you are loved. We have stewardship, and it's been hard to have stewardship with a small community. But I saw churches yesterday that have 20 or 30 members, and they keep their churches going, and they have much less than we do. I know that this is controversial, but this is my feeling, and this was my aha moment from God this week, that we can do this, that we can be the face of love. Look around you. When someone is sick or hurt, how many people here who you're looking at today will come to your house and love you through whatever it is you're going through? We'll bring a meal, we'll send a card, we'll be that face of love no matter what. So when we talk about stewardship and caring for our building and our community, maybe we don't have to do it in this building, but we do have to do it together. We are a community that is unlike any other community. We may be a lot like Holiday United Church of Christ, but we are not them. We are First Congregational Church. We may come from all different walks of life. We may not even be members, but we are part of everything that happens here. I want to know from all of you, is it worth it? When you look around and you know who we are, is it worth it to be stewards of this covenant community? You don't have to, oh well, I like that. Yeah, no hesitation there, but you can feel this in your heart. If you don't feel it, it's okay. You know, not every community is for every person, and sometimes it's time to leave. But for me, right now, I look around and I say, this church is worth it. This place for visitors, even if they come and go, is worth it. So let's pray. God, you have joined our hands today in love, in companionship, in covenant. We are a witness to this beautiful group of people who are are all about your love and your companionship and caring for each other. We ask that you be with us as we make our decisions about who we are and what we do next, and bless us as a community that we love dearly. And who we are is a good thing, God. We are grateful for each person who is part of this. So thank you, God, for our community, for our connectedness, for the light that streams through all of our hands and arms into our bodies and into this circle of love. We are a light. We are a light on a hill, even if people don't want to see it sometimes. We thank you for who we are, for how you've blessed us to be a beloved community. So continue to be with us and love us. You are amazing, Lord, and we can't begin to be grateful enough for all that you have given us to be stewards of. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. You can sit down. Who knew you had to stand for the whole sermon, right? I do it every week, but like. Thank you, everyone.